Grace, mercy, and peace are yours this New Year's Eve from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to one and all here this evening. I'm glad that you have joined us to end this year of 2009 in church and to begin the new year of 2010 with our Lord's forgiveness, His Word, and His sacrament. The year 2009 has come and will soon be gone. Reading in the newspapers the last couple of days, there have been polls taken of Americans, which finds that many Americans think that the year 2009 was not a very good year. Many of you may be able to relate to many of the other Americans in our midst. Maybe you've lost your job or struggled with some other financial issues. Many Americans have lost their homes, and indeed, their self-respect. So what does the year 2010 hold for us? Will it be better, or will it be worse? Only time will tell. And it is that attitude that only time will tell, that sense of the unknown that makes us anxious, nervous about what is to come. Because most of us like to be in control. And when we don't know what is going to come, we are not in control. And that makes us nervous. Now, while 2009 may or may not have been a good year, it is a year that we can look back on and we can know. Because we have lived it, it is familiar to us. But not so with 2010, at least not yet. Because a great kind of curtain hangs between us and the days ahead in this new year. And each new day that God grants to us, a small portion of that curtain will be revealed, will reveal another part of the new year that is to come. But the year in itself is still a mystery. But as it happens with each new year, there are some things that you can have some sense of certainty about with the coming new year. For example, where you live, or where you will live. You might have an idea of what that is, barring any unforeseen circumstances. When you will celebrate your birthday. That date never seems to change. Where you will be working, where your job will be, that a new child or grandchild will be born, or if someone is pregnant, and that child will be born quite soon. There will be a Super Bowl and a World Series. But most of the year still remains hidden. Some things that weigh on our minds, such as that job, will it last? Will your family be okay? What will happen to our country? And what will happen to our church? In the last year and the years before, you've made a lot of decisions within your life. Now, what will come of those choices? Will you see the consequences of your actions in this new year? And will those consequences be good or will they be bad? Now, all of these anxieties, these unknowns, are like a wave coming at us, a wave of stress that washes over us. And if we're not careful, these anxieties can take us over. They can dominate our thinking. They can dominate our way of life. They can even damage our faith. And they can become our gods. And the temptation that you will face that I will face will be like that in tonight's reading from Isaiah chapter 30. The temptation when things get tough to flee, to run away. And what will be most difficult will be to trust in God in the midst of all of these unknowns and difficulties, to face the new year and all of these uncertainties in quietness and rest in the Lord. And yet, that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is what we are called to do as Christians, to trust in God in all things, to rest securely and surely in Him. Tonight's gospel reading from St. Luke has Jesus telling His disciples that He will soon go away and that He will come back. And His instructions to His disciples are simple. Be ready. Be ready for my return. And you and me, overhearing this teaching of Jesus to His disciples, we are to be ready for Christ's return as well. But sadly, the events of our lives, the worries of our lives, get in the way of our readiness for Christ's return. And to be so anxious about the future, to be unready for Christ's coming, this is not the will of God for His people. He doesn't want you to obsess about tomorrow, about next week, next month, this new year. He wants you to fully trust in Him. He wants you to rest in His peace. God wants you always to be aware and ready that His Son can return at any time. But God doesn't just want these things for you. He works to make these things happen for you. How? He does so by pointing out continually the known truths about His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And God has revealed these truths to us about Jesus in the Bible. And we have heard it, these truths, especially at this time of year of Christmas, that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, that He grew in wisdom and in strength, that He lived perfectly in our stead, that He died on the cross for our sins, that He rose again in victory over death, sin, and the devil, that He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father. You have heard these things before, I know, but you will hear them again and again and again. For these are the truths about our Lord Jesus Christ. These are the known things about our Savior. This is the testimony of God's love for you, His people. These things, these truths, these knowns do not and will not change ever. No matter what happens in the new year that is to come, whether good or bad, and no matter how bad these things might get or good they might become, the truths about Jesus remain the same. For these truths are the foundation of your future, just as these truths have been the foundation of your past. They are the foundation that never cracks, that never chips, that never falters. These truths about Christ are the anchor that holds you firm in the storms of your lives, that never allows you to stray away. And yet these truths about Jesus that we know, that we have heard, are not revealed to us in an abstract way, in an ethereal revelation without means. But rather, you must return to the place that God has promised to meet you, where He has promised to feed you and make you ready. You must receive the means of God's grace that He so freely gives to you in His word and sacrament. And this church, God's church is the place to find those means of grace, to receive the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. For here in God's house, in His church, He will meet you, and He will make you ready for the future, for the return of His Son. And tonight, here in this place, at this altar, you will feast on the flesh and blood of the Son of God. You will eat and drink His life-giving body, His life-giving blood. And in so doing, receiving Christ into your body, God will strengthen your faith so that you will face the upcoming year in confidence and in hope. He will strengthen your faith so that you may rest peacefully in Him in the midst of all that goes on around you this new year. Through the gospel, through His supper, the Holy Spirit will make you ready for the return of the King of Kings. And in that God-given readiness, you do not need to fear the future. You do not need to fear the unknown or be anxious about it, because you know the One who has been made known. And even better, that One who has been made known knows you. And He knows all that will happen, all that will take place in your lives, and He will work all things for good in accordance with His will. So, knowing this, hearing these truths, rest securely this evening. Be at peace this New Year's Eve, for the God of the past and of the present is the same God of the future. And He has forgiven your sins. He has made you right in His sight through Christ. And you have been made ready then for Christ's triumphal return by His grace in His glory. And with St. Paul then, you can be sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, and I add, including the known and the unknown, will be able to separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Resting and living in His salvation, resting and living in His peace. Have a blessed and happy New Year. Amen. And now that peace that does pass all human understanding, guard and keep you, your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus this new year and until life everlasting. Amen.
I invite you now to please stand for the prayers. At the conclusion of each petition that I pray, I will say, now and in the new year, would you please respond as a congregation with the words, Lord be with us. Lord of the past, present, and future, give us a never-ending faith in your Son, whose very name, Jesus, proclaims that He is the one come to save us from our sins. You warned us that the Son of Man is coming again at an hour we do not expect. Stir our hearts so that we may remain spiritually awake, watchful, and prepared. Give us a hope in Christ that looks forward to His return, and a confidence that knows that you have made us sons and daughters through faith in Him. Now and in the new year, Lord, be with us. Lord of the past, the present, and future, we praise you for your care and goodness to us during the past year. And we implore you during the new year ahead to provide us with food and shelter and clothing, good weather, good government, and good crops, peace in the world, prosperity in our nation, harmony in our communities, faithful friends, loving families, a caring congregation, and everything that we need to enjoy the life that you have given us in this world, now and in the new year. Lord, be with us. Lord of the past, present, and future, we thank you for sending your Son to shed his infant blood and as he placed himself under the law by being circumcised. We praise you for your grace that allowed him to fulfill the law for us, both as a child and as an adult, and so remove from us its condemning accusations. You have promised that as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have been put on Christ. Let his righteousness, in which we are now clothed by his innocence, be also evidence in the way we live and in the words we speak in this new year. As you have pledged, do not let tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword separate us from your love for us. And now and in the new year, Lord, be with us. Lord of the past, present, and future, bless our country with business, education, industry, and charity that would serve humanity and further your purposes. Rescue us from conflict, arrogance, famine, and despair. Guide us to choose godly leaders for our nation and give our leaders discernment to know what is right and courage to do what is right. Give us trust in times of trouble and gratitude in times of plenty. Now and in the new year, Lord, be with us. Lord of the past, present, and future, come to the aid of those who need healing, those who have been hospitalized, and those who are being treated for cancer. Assure them of your mercy, give them patience, relieve their pain, restore their health, and grant them a confident trust in you, whether their health improves or declines. Now and in the new year, Lord, be with us. Lord of the past, present, and future, forgive our sins of this day and of this year. Do not hold our offenses against us, but show us mercy. And also help us to live in peace with others, showing them mercy when they offend or fail us. By the power of Christ that lives and works within our hearts, enable us to lead holy lives according to your commandments. Give us a thirst for learning your word and joy as we receive your sacraments. With Christ's body and blood, prepare us with the assurance for life in the coming year as your redeemed and holy people. Now and in the new year, Lord, be with us. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face shine on us and be gracious to us. Lift up your countenance upon us and give us your peace. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, with whom you and the Holy Spirit live and reign ever as one God, now and forever.